Wrangell's high school wrestlers made it big this past season. About 10 of them qualified for state. But only one local wrestler earned the golden medal for a first-place finish that was Wrangell's sophomore Jackson Carney in the 140-pound weight class.
It's all about being in love with the process. So you want to enjoy getting there too, just not the result you're going to get. So when you think about it in that light, it makes it a whole lot easier.
At state, there were 16 wrestlers in Carney's bracket. He moved directly into the second round since his first opponent forfeited the match due to an injury. Carney says he wrestled against a regional champion from Bethel in the second round, and the third he competed against Blake Bailey from Cordova.
He was a tough wrestler. He had a good shot, and I was able to go out there, take him down, almost pinned him in the first period. And then second period, I shot a low single, got right in on him, and pinned him. So that was how I got to the finals.
At the finals, Carney wrestled someone he previously competed against, Jake Stockhausen from Glen Allen. He lost that match previously, but this was a new start.
I had lost to him at a tournament in Anchorage. And so we went out there, and I was ready. And first period, I made sure he got a stalling call, because he likes to stall and just run away.
But running away didn't stall Carney for too long. He won the match 7-1. After winning 4 matches in a row, Carney was the state champion. He says wrestling is important to him ever since he started at age 4. It means more to him than just a sport.
I feel closer to the Lord above when I wrestle. Like, it helps me to reach my full potential as a human and become a better man while I'm at it.
His coach and father, Jack Carney, says there's so much to wrestling, not just the physical component. He says there's a mental edge of never giving up being a good sport. Whether they win or lose, it's about giving their absolute 100%.
Life's not easy. Life's going to get harder and harder and harder. People are going to look up to them, and they're going to have to depend on all these young adults that are wrestling when they get older. And it's just a way of preparing their bodies and their minds to be the best people they can be, people that others can count on.
He says he grew up in a really small village and didn't start wrestling until later. He played in college and says it helped him throughout life.
It gave me discipline. It gave me focus. It got me around some really high-quality people that helped me out in life. And so it changed my life for the better, and I just hope to do the same thing, helping other kids in life as well.
He says the mental focus and physical stamina that comes with wrestling also helps the students in other sports as well, like helping Jackson become a better runner for cross country. Coach Carney says he spends a lot of time with the wrestlers because of practicing and traveling for matches, but he still loves coaching.
It is a grind, you know, after 2 months and you're traveling a bunch of times and sleeping on school floors and stuff like that. But really, there's a lot more good than bad. Watching the kids light up, watching the kids stay focused, watching the kids set goals and then achieve goals. Lots of moments that just give you goosebumps. You're cheering them on.
He says anybody can wrestle, no matter the limitations. As for Jackson Carney, the state champion, he only has 2 more years to compete in high school. After that, he says, maybe he'll get recruited for college. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.